Hi everyone and welcome to the first personal development podcast with a French touch. This is Laurita. Today I am so excited to interview Erin, human design and leadership coach, to talk about personalities, human design, of course, and business. Hi Erin, thank you so much for your time today. I'm so glad that we found a day to record this podcast. Could you please start by introducing yourself? Tell us who you are and what you do.
Yes, so my name is Erin Claire Jones and I am a human design guide and leadership coach. So I work with a system called Human Design, which I'm sure we'll define in a little bit. But basically I work with individuals and teams to really give them a blueprint to how they're kind of designed to operate at their best. And I've been doing this for 5 years now.
Wow. Okay, so yeah, I do have tons of questions for you. So I know a little bit about human design, but I would love you to explain further for the audience. I heard that, I listened to a podcast that you recorded before, and I heard that you have an approachable and grounded way to explain what it is. So, and I really resonate with that. So I would really appreciate if you could explain to everyone what it is concretely.
Yes, thank you for that. So human design is a system based on your exact time, date, and place of birth. And the idea is that it really gives you your energetic DNA. And what I mean by that is helping you understand how you're meant to make decisions, work within teams, cultivate relationships, digest food, all the things, you know, and more than anything, it really just gives us kind of permission to be who we are. I find so often that I'm not really telling people stuff they don't know. I'm telling them stuff that they do know and haven't really ever kind of allowed themselves to fully step into. And there are like so many billions of configurations. And so more than anything, it just helps us understand like how unique we each are and gives us really the tools to step into that.
Yeah, exactly. Question for you, is it linked to astrology? Because I guess to create your astral theme, they need exactly the same information.
Information, yes. So astrology does feed into it. You know, human design is known as a quantum system, meaning that it really pulls from lots of different systems. So, you know, it pulls from astrology, the Kabbalah, the I Ching, the chakra system, you know, quantum physics to kind of just like give us this blueprint of like our own operating manual. But yeah, astrology does play a role. And when you look at that human design chart, you'll start to see where all the pieces come from. Like, you know, from the I Ching and the Kabbalah, all of it, you know, you can see that it kind of is a map that integrates all the pieces.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I understand. And so you said you're a coach and you're a leadership coach, but also a human design guide,
yes.
Right? So is it like the human design you design, is it like only for business or like for everyone?
It's for everyone. I think when I first started my business, it was focused exclusively on human design for business, mostly because I just saw like such a potential for, like you said at the beginning, I think human design can be like so grounded and so actionable. And so I was so drawn to bring it into companies because I came from so many dysfunctional businesses in the past and I could see that potential. We also spend so much of our lives working together. And I think that understanding who we work with and how to leverage them can be transformative. But, you know, my work is now with individuals and with teams. So I do both. I think that my kind of the undercurrent beneath at all is really just trying to make human design as accessible and grounded and actionable as it can be. And so whether that is with an individual that's just seeking clarity in their career, whether that's a parent seeking clarity about their child, or whether that's a team kind of looking up to level their performance, like I think human design can serve in each of those ways. And I think my focus has always been on kind of the more actionable kind of integrated pieces, because I think so often we don't need more information. We just kind of need the right information at the right time to actually make the right change in our lives.
Oh, okay. All right. And so does that mean that we can contact you either we feel amazing in our lives or if we feel like depressed and very, very bad?
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yes.
Well, that's good to know. And tell me if I'm wrong, but I heard that there are some types or profiles like the attractor or generator. Or I don't know. I'm not sure. Can you explain it for me?
Of course. So there are 5 different types in human design. So projectors, generators, manifesting generators, reflectors, and manifestors. And I'm sure we'll put a link in the show notes, but if you want to look up your type, you can go to erinclairejones.com/lookup. And so generators and manifesting generators are, they make up the majority of the population. And in no way this makes them like not unique. It's just the first distinction. And so generators and manifesting generators are like the ones that have the energy and the life force to kind of build and create and make things happen. They're meant to kind of wake up in the morning with a full tank of energy to use up their energy in super satisfying ways throughout the day and then kind of crash and wake up recharged. if they haven't kind of fully exhausted their energetic tank, they might go to bed and just feel like so like restless or just depleted. And the more that they say yes to things that excite them, the more energy they have and the more magnetic they become. And so manifesting generators are different in that they're kind of multi-passionate and often meant to have their energy in lots of different things. They're not really meant to just choose one path. And they also tend to move very quickly. But in doing so, they can skip a few steps along the way. So it's good to have the right support around them. And so they are here to kind of keep pivoting and changing direction based on what they have the energy for. Generators are more about mastery, kind of going really deep into something and then when it's time, moving on. But I would encourage both of these types to just like take inventory to see like what are they investing their energy in? Because again, knowing when they're lit up by it, like everyone benefits by it. Everyone benefits from it. But when they're saying yes, just because they think they should, it can be such a quick drain on their battery. And the last piece that I'd share about both those types is that their strategy, we all have a strategy, is about letting life come to them. So rather than chasing after things, it's basically about kind of trusting their magnetism and waiting for things to kind of come to them to spark a gut response. That makes sense?
Yes, perfectly.
And then we've got projectors. So I'm a projector. You're also a projector. So projectors are really here to be the leaders, the guides, the advisors, the teachers, not here to do all the doing. You know, and so much of your gift as a projector is really in your sensitivity to energy and ability to like really ask the right questions and help other people know how to use their energy most effectively. So often projectors make amazing CEOs, managers, leaders, guides, therapists, coaches, you know, just because they've got such an attunement to other people and like are really drawn to supporting other people and guiding other people. But I think so much of being a projector, especially in a world of generators and manifesting generators, is knowing that you're not here to be a doer. You know, and so for you, it's about really honoring the ebbs and flows of your energy and, you know, not being like, I'm going to work all day long. I'm going to be so overzealous. It's like leveraging the energy when it's there and resting when it's not. You know, you're what we call an energy projector. So it's like, you know, you definitely have energy, but it is meant to operate in spurts. So how does that feel to you?
Well, I have to say it is very accurate, and because in 2019, I created my own company and I became a coach. It makes perfect sense.
So good. So the strategy for projectors is about waiting for a sense of recognition and invitation. And the idea is that you bring such a unique perspective and energy to the table that it's so important to feel like so invited in and recognized to share who you are. So I would just make sure that you are really investing your energy in people and companies and clients that like are really inviting you in and recognizing you, you know, and it's not meant to be a passive thing, especially as an entrepreneur. Like your job is to like make yourself visible, like let people know that you exist. Like this podcast is obviously a great opportunity for that. But I think that like you're here to like share yourself with the world and let the right people kind of invite you in and to kind of share who you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
So then we've got manifestors. Manifestors are really here to be the initiators, the ones that are here to kind of get things started, get the ball rolling. Not always here to do all the doing themselves, but often like just to get the thing off the ground and get the thing started. Often manifestors need a lot of freedom and autonomy and control. They're really not here to be told what to do or managed or guided in any way. They're very much meant to kind of do things on their own terms and in their own way. So it can be a little bit challenging if they feel like their flow is disrupted. Also, manifestors are pretty comfortable with solitude. They really love kind of being left alone to do what they please. And they can also just like see where things are going and kind of see the future and feel like everyone else is like a little bit behind the times. And so the strategy for manifestors is about initiating. They're really here to kind of make the first move, but also about informing. And that basically just means keeping the people around them like in the loop of their decisions and what they're choosing. And then finally, we have reflectors. This is the rarest type. They're about 1%. They are about 1% of the population. And reflectors are really here to kind of be our collective mirrors. These are people that are incredibly sensitive to their physical environment. And they're basically always kind of taking in everything in their space and mirroring it back. So you really get a good sense of how a team is doing or a company is doing or a family is doing just by how that reflector is showing up. So it's so important for them to be such ruthless curators of who and where they're spending time because they're going to take in and magnify that energy. And the magic of reflectors is in their fluidity. You know, they are meant to express themselves differently based on who and where they're around. And so it's important to not try to put themselves into one box or try to be just one thing, but kind of embrace the expansiveness and fluid nature of themselves. And so I always say like the more helpful question to ask themselves is not like, who am I? But like, what feels like me today? You know, because, you know, that's going to allow them to, I think, so much more freely express themselves. And I think in terms of a tool for them, like knowing they're so sensitive to their physical space, I would really check in and make sure the city you're in feels good, the home you're in feels good, the office you're in that feels good, because you are going to kind of take it and magnify whatever that energy is.
All right, then. It is a lot of information. I love it. And are there some compatibilities between profiles or types, or not really, and it doesn't matter?
Yeah, I mean, so I think that, like, I'm never going to say, like, a certain combination is, like, doomed. You know, I don't think that's very useful. I think that, like, I think that some relationships might require more work than others. And in some ways, you might be attracted to, like, more similar types for you, like projectors or reflectors, because, like, you just, like, you can share so much, you know, and there's just, like, a level of, like, harmony and understanding. But we're also so often attracted to difference, you know? And so I see people with such different designs together. My partner is very different than me. I think that, like, in a case like that, it's just, like, say you were to date a generator or a manifesting generator, like, I would just recommend that you, like, don't try to kind of keep up with them, and you really kind of, like, honor yourself and honor your own energy and take plenty of space and time alone. So I think, like, any combination is possible, but I think understanding each other's designs and how they make decisions and how they work is going to be so useful. And also, whatever our designs are, I think taking plenty of space and time alone allows us to kind of reconnect to what's ours and disconnect from all the things that are not.
This is awesome. And how do you use what you know in your life, in your business, in your relationships?
So I think that when I first discovered my human design, I was living very out of alignment with it. Like, I was really, had come from the world of startups. I was, like, really hustling so hard to make things happen and working really hard, and, like, just wasn't that great at it. Like, I just, like, my gift was very much in, like, the people and understanding the people. And so, like, I just would always burn out. And so I think when I first discovered human design, I was like, wow, like, am I really allowed to do it a different way, you know? And I think that that's been so empowering and has very much guided the way that I built my business. You know, I think that, like, I've always had a business partner that's, like, supported me in a lot of the doings so that I can, like, just stay in my lane. I've given myself so much more permission to kind of take rest. And I also, like, have really trusted that, like, as a projector, like, unless people, like, are inviting me in, unless they're ready for me, it's just, like, not right for me. You know, so I think I used to do so much of the initiating and chasing after and pushing, and it just, like, it was, there was so much resistance. And, like, I still have the drive, but I, like, channel that into just, like, sharing. Like, I just share in a really, like, broad, inspired way on Instagram and in newsletters and in talks, and, like, mostly because I just love doing it. But, like, it's by doing that that it attracts, like, all the right people to me. And so my business has been so much more successful through that approach than, like, anything else I've taken in the past. And also, you know, we can talk about this, but we all have different ways of making decisions. And I think that knowing how I made decisions has also been so useful, because it really has, like, allowed me to enter into the right opportunities and the right relationships and all the things. But yeah, there's so many pieces of our design of just, like, where we can get taken off track, our natural strengths, kind of how we're going to manifest our purpose. So I think, like, leaning into all those things for myself has been so transformative, because it has really just, I think, given me so much permission to just, like, do things in a way that feels good to me, even though it might look really different than how the people around me are doing it.
Yeah, and if I were you, I would ask straight away to people I meet what are the type they have. And also, I guess it's very interesting if you hire someone in your company to, you know, to know their profile so you can interact with them correctly and properly.
Yeah, I think that in terms of, like, friendships, I don't, like, immediately look
people
up.
Yeah, it can be weird.
I know people do that where they're, like, on a date and they're, like, I already have your thing up, you know. I think that, like, I did look my partner up. We were friends when I looked it up before we were partners. But, like, I will, like, honestly, so many of my friends have, like, bought sessions with me and, like, become clients just because they're, like, curious. So, like, I feel like when I think about all my friends, like, I do know their charts. But I like, really trust the timing of it, you know. Like, I definitely haven't, like, forced it. And again, like, I know that I'm here to wait for an invitation. So, like, when they're ready for it, they often are like, okay, I want to know everything. But, like, if they're not interested, like, I'm not going to look it up, you know. I can be, like, curious behind the scenes and guess about it. And I think in hiring 100%, you know, it's a little bit tricky sometimes, because I think that it's not like you would hire somebody just based on their human design, nor would you ever want to date someone just based on their human design. Like, I think what you want is first to have chemistry with someone, you know. Like, say you're dating somebody, it's like, wow, like, I really like this person. Like, that's a beautiful time to, like, look it up and be like, okay, I really like this person. How can we best support each other? Similar to hiring, it's like somebody will, you know, tell me, like, how they're feeling about the different people, and we'll look through it and how they kind of interact with their chart. And it just, like, sheds a little bit more light and a little bit more clarity. And I think that, but it's just one tool. It's kind of one input, but I do think that it's so useful, because, again, what human design does is it reveals, like, all the energetic dynamics that are underneath the surface. And so knowing that stuff beforehand is so useful, you know, in terms of, like, knowing, like, really how best to most effectively build a team and work with people. And I think that it can really help us build actually such better teams, and like also help us once we're on a team, like help us really step into our role so much more, because we can feel like so understood by our managers and the people that we're working with.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. And I have two questions for you. One weird, of course, so you don't have to answer.
Okay.
What advice would you give to someone, like to each type, but only in one sentence? Like if I am, for example, a projector, what advice would you give to me?
Okay. So one sentence. Okay. So manifestor, I would say just like trust your power.
Okay.
Like, you're not meant to wait for anything. Just like trust how powerful you are and initiate. For generators, I would say like, let your desires guide you. Like your desires and what you're the energy for is meant to guide you in every single way. For manifesting generators, I would say allow yourself to be multi-passionate, like release the need to fit yourself into one box. I think as a projector, I would just say like, value yourself, like know that your gift is not in the doing. And as a reflector, I would say that like, embrace how much you are and embrace your fluidity and don't try to be just one thing.
Well, this is very helpful. And I guess everyone that will get human design will follow your advice. And so how does it work exactly? Do you have like programs or one-to-one coaching?
Yeah, totally. So I have an offering called the Blueprint, which is a great place to get started. And that basically is like a 30-page PDF on your unique design that I hand make. And so that's a great place to start. Totally personalized. So just kind of walking you through your unique design. And I'm happy to do a discount code for your audience if you want to do that.
Okay.
So there's that. I also do individual sessions. So I do coaching and ongoing coaching, but often people will start with a session. So I would start with that. And that really will kind of just like give you all the key aspects of your design.
Mm-hmm.
And like, again, my intention is always to make it like really actionable, so you can walk away with things to actually do. And then I do partnership sessions, team sessions, all those things, and also workshops. And so, and I'm also Erin Claire Jones everywhere. I share a lot on Instagram, and all my information, or most of it, is on my website.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to share everything in the podcast note. And well, I guess it's in English, right?
It is in English, yeah.
All right. So French people, I guess it's time. All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. I think it's very clear for everyone. I hope, at least.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you so much one more time. And of course, we keep in touch in social network. Have a good day.
Oh my God. Thank you.
That's it for today. So I hope this episode was very instructive for you. And let's get designed. Have a good day and talk to you soon. Bye.